Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. If you don't know by now, you should know. My name is Chris S. Fleming. I am the host of the legendary blog talk radio shows, The Smarks List, right here on blogtalkradio.com. And I could feed you a bunch of bullshit about how good I am and how awesome I am. Matter of fact, I could talk to you about Emma's release right now, but I'm not going to. I'm going to let somebody else do it. Because I don't give a shit, at least not right now. Caller, you're on.
Hey. How are you tonight?
How do I sound?
Are you pissed off?
No, but am I ever happy?
Well, sometimes you are. Like whenever, like yesterday, I think you were happy, weren't you?
What made you think I was happy?
Because you went to go train.
Yeah, I went to go something you dream about doing.
Yeah, so. Oh, and anyways, I forgot to introduce myself. Hi, y'all.
Yeah, how are you?
This is Rainy. Shut up.
Anyway, Chris Jericho.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, did you like scream whenever he came out? No, you didn't, because
no.
Yeah. Anyway, I was like very excited to see him come out.
I'm sure you were. No. So was all the motherfucker.
Well,
I'm trying to say,
I'm saying,
welcome back,
Chris
Jericho. You're not. I was trying to say, let me take the time to say welcome back, Y2J. It's great to see you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Anyway,
sorry,
it was good to
yeah.
see his back, too, but whatever.
Him and his ugly white suit. Perhaps CM Punk should get ice cream on it in real life.
Oh, and, you know, people's griping because AJ came back and won the title back. So everyone's
you
like, oh, well,
why
you like,
I
don't
watch it for a while. Fuck you, man. Sorry. I'm just saying, they were griping when Paige was champion. Now they're griping because she ain't champion?
Yeah.
Who fucking cares? Congratulations, AJ.
Yeah. And did you hear about the rumor about Stephanie and Brie? They're going to be fighting at SummerSlam?
Do you think I heard it?
Well, I don't know, because it's like almost everywhere I've turned,
I told you I don't take the internet's word for it. I don't even post it like
yeah.
you. I don't even post it like you. Miss, I got excited over Seth Rollins and Shield possibly reuniting because your net said it, so apparently it's got to be true.
No, I wasn't getting excited over it, but like I said, whenever we first talked about them breaking up, I was telling you that, you know, they could do something like DX, you know, down the line. Like, it's not going to be the last time they're going to be, like, teaming up.
I didn't say they were. I don't believe that it is. I'm just saying, your little fan girlfriends were getting excited.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm sorry, are they listening? Hi. So how does it feel to know that you'll never ever be with John Cena?
Okay.
Sorry.
He's
you know,
on my side, but whatever. You were talking about Emma earlier, and she got released, and then she got reinstated back.
And then she got reinstated. I know she got reinstated.
Yeah. And everyone's griping now because, oh, why does she get the special treatment and not, you know, Drew McIntyre and Evan Bourne?
Oh, my God.
And
shut the fuck up. You can all shut up. I don't care.
What did you think about Bo Dallas, what he did on Monday Night Raw?
What did he do on Monday Night Raw?
He took like a minute or 2 minutes out of the time, and he was,
He wasted 2 minutes of my time standing on the stage looking like Tim Tebow?
Yeah.
I want to go take a piss.
I thought you did. Let's see.
I watched it on Hulu.
I heard some rumors about Nikki might be joining the authority to save John Cena.
Let's see. What is my usual reaction to these? I'll believe it when I see it. And even if it does come through, it doesn't mean you're genuine.
Well, I kind of saw a picture of it, but, you know, it could have been photoshopped. So. What?
Not you. I've said countless times and times again, you can't believe everything that fans post on the internet. It's just wishful thinking on their part.
That's why, you know, I kind of didn't believe, you know, Jericho was coming back Monday, so, you know, I was like, okay, please, please, please come back. And then he did come back, so that's good.
Yeah, so are you happy now, people? You happy? Like, you know, please shut the fuck up.
Yes, after he does something. Oh, let's see. No. He's going to bury Bray Wyatt.
Oh, Chris Jericho can't bury anybody because he's the internet darling.
Well, I don't know.
Well, John Cena can. Apparently John Cena can bury people. He buried a whole mess of talent this past Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and there was like this thing on the Facebook page about talking about Ric Flair has 16 and John Cena has 15, and you know everyone's like,
I think you fans will fucking live, okay? Yeah, I don't think it's the worst thing in the world. You know what I mean? Because Ric Flair is a Hall of Famer at the end of the day. John Cena is not. So yeah, shut up.
Not yet.
I mean,
I don't have nothing to know against John Cena. I mean, you know, I'm not one of the haters.
Does anybody want to talk to me about how awful the WWE is for letting John Cena break his record? Okay, so he's a 15-time champion. So what?
Oh. Now, let's see. People's talking about how many times Bo Dallas is winning without, you know, losing. So they're going to be like, they already said, well, why can't he go 21 and then Brock Lesnar beat him?
Seriously, what?
Like, they're trying to do, like, the Undertaker, you know, the streak thing with Bo Dallas.
Doesn't happen.
Yeah, I know, but it's, like, stupid.
Anyway, let me explain something to all the Cena haters out there. John Cena was pretty much a last resort. Had Daniel Bryan not gotten hurt, you would not be seeing John Cena as the WWE World Champion right now. This is all just a temporary thing until they can come up with an alternative plan.
Plan B.
And more than likely, the alternative plan will be Brock Lesnar. And no, it is not going to happen at Battleground. What?
And then they'll be bitching again.
So, well,
because they're already saying that he's going to be returning next week, but I don't believe that right now. So maybe after Battleground, you know, but not right now.
Well, this is more than likely a alternative until they get headed into SummerSlam, where Brock Lesnar will probably end up getting the title. John Cena was never, ever meant to hold the belt this year.
And then everyone griping about John Cena is going to be griping about Brock Lesnar.
I don't give a shit if they gripe about my fucking penis size, all right?
Because they're going to be griping just like whenever The Rock won, and then whenever Batista won, and then blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Fans bitch about everything. 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 And that includes the fans that I like too. You motherfuckers bitch about everything.
Because, so yeah, I'm not, I kind of did drop about The Rock winning from CM Punk. So, yeah, I kind of did grab about that a little bit.
Yeah, shut up.
Because you know how I am about CM Punk.
And you know how CM Punk is about you.
I know.
You know for a fact how he is about you.
Well, no, not for a fact. Do you know for a fact?
Go listen to YouTube.
I know. I've been listening to YouTube all night.
But I was trying to say that John Cena is the only guy that makes sense right now for the WWE to put the belt on because there is nobody else. And you're saying, oh, why did they put the title on Roman Reigns? Why did they put the title on Cesaro? Because they have only been there for a short time, you idiot. They're not ready yet. I'm not going to buy them as WWE World Heavyweight Champion right now. I'm not going to buy them as being WWE World Heavyweight Champion. Fuck, let me finish what I'm saying.
I'm sorry.
I said they have not been there that long. They are not believable yet, and I'm not going to buy into them being World Heavyweight Champion right now. It's just going to look funny. Now, you can say what you want to say.
Okay, well, tonight on NXT, Sasha Banks and Charlotte, they broke up and went their separate ways.
I didn't watch.
After they won against Bayley and, crap, lost that new one's name, Becky Lynch. And then after the fight, Bayley got Sasha down, and then they showed it backstage where, you know, Charlotte and Sasha was talking to each other, and Charlotte said, well, why don't we just, you know, split up? And Sasha was like, okay. So. Yep. And Tyson came out with Justin Gabriel for the main event, and Justin lost to Sammy, so, and that was the main event, like I said. And let's see, CJ Parker won against like a new guy in there. I don't know what his name is. Colin fought against, who was the guy? I forgot now because that was the first one and the internet was messing up because of the stupid storms here. So, yeah. And that is all. Back to you. Hello?
I'm listening.
Okay, well, that's all I have to say. Do you have anything else to say?
I'm sorry. I ain't taking a shit. Not really. But in case you guys heard correct, I am indeed training to be a wrestler.
Yay.
My body is hurting a little bit right now, but I will be fine. So, if there's anybody out there that hates me right now, and to one little turd burglar and general whose name is the same as ex-president of the United States' name is, why don't you get your little scrawny ass in a ring and prove yourself? Pay some dues. And I would also like to take the time to promote the school that I'm at, RSW, Real South Pro Wrestling. Starting sometime, hopefully next month, we will be running shows and also training wrestlers during the week, 3 days a week. If you want to train to be a wrestler, if you are in the Memphis area, then come and see Soul Taker Williams. He is the owner of the school. You pay $150 up front, and every 2 weeks, you pay $100. It's simple as that. Nobody will give you a better offer than that. He's been taking very good care of me. He's been teaching me some of the best moves I can learn.
That's great. So what are your plans for tomorrow, being the 4th of July?
Get shit-faced, pop fireworks, get shit-faced, pop fireworks, fuck a random stranger, listen to Drake all day, get shit-faced again. No, I'm not.
Yeah,
I do have some alcohol, though.
Huh.
But,
I have milk.
Okay. But, yeah, did you see the promotion that, and the guy that I'm training up under?
What was that?
Did you see the promotion and the guy that I'm training up under?
If it's on your page, I think so.
I'm sharing it right now.
All right, well, I'll see it after we get through talking, because I'm not on the computer.
Well, you're going to see it right fucking now.
Hold your horses.
It's probably going to get me hated by this. Let me tell you something.
Okay.
I've only been in the business fucking 1 week, and I've already got heat from somebody.
Well, I guess that's good.
Somebody's already pissed off at me. Because apparently I switched trainers and I hop trainers and I don't know what the hell is going on, really. It's just stupid shit. Shit that I didn't ask for. It's probably all because of who I'm training up under, and that tells me that he must be good. It's just, you know, it's that usual jealousy of people in the business that you generate. I haven't even been in the business a week, and I've already got heat with one person. How funny is that?
I know, right?
And if you're listening right now, dude, I have nothing against you. I don't know what your problem is, but I hope you work it out, but in the meantime, that doesn't mean I'm going to give up on what I'm doing. I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to let this set me back. I'm going to keep going, and I'm going to keep going through full throttle. I am not going to run from this. I am running to this, and I'm going to run through this. Yes. And it says on my new dog tags that I just received earlier today. Let me read out the words. Loved by few, hated by many, known by all. You think you're the first person to dislike me? I got a ton of people that don't like me, all right? Professional wrestling and real life. Now, I haven't even been in a ring yet, and I already sound like I'm cutting a goddamn promo. But the building that we are training at is actually really nice. I mean, he's already told us, you know, where the dressing room is going to be. And I really should have taken, don't know if I showed you. I wish I was taking some pictures of it. I mean, it's a really nice big, big room. And what he wants to do with it. It's a real, I mean, he already told us, you know, where the dressing room stuff's going to be. And the dressing room, where the dressing room is going to be is equivalent to the size of the outer room where the ring is. So it's pretty big. And he's trying to get the toilets working. He got the exit sign working. I mean, him and his wife are doing a really good job. They're really serious about bringing Memphis wrestling back. And I'm one of the first students in the school. Can you believe that? And as a way to pay my dues, since he says I have an announcer voice, he wants me to do ring announcing.
Well, that's good, too.
And, you know, telling the guys what they're going to do tonight and relaying messages to the other boys and stuff like that. So, should be good.
So, what did I miss last week? Whenever I didn't call in.
Huh?
I said, what did I miss last week whenever I didn't call in?
Me running my mouth.
As always.
Simply because I can and they have the right. Ah, fuck, we have a phone call.
Yay.
Maybe this guy can take over while I go get a guy. Then.
Yeah, I like that. Say, I'm muted.
Do me a favor, AJ.
Huh?
Do me a favor, AJ. Take over for a second while I go get myself a nice cold beverage because I am entitled to it. It's my show and I can do whatever I want. Thank you very much. Shut up and do it. Well, I'm not telling you to shut up. I'm telling you to stop bitching.
You know you're from Milwaukee wind. Come let the fireworks.
Say
hi,
Randy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm sorry, we just got idiots over here just setting fireworks by the gas station.
No, in the gas station.
Oh, in the gas station.
Oh, by the way, how's your dog?
Mama said one of them is hanging because one of them is scared to death.
Yeah, I know, because dogs can hear, like, real, real, real higher than we can. So I know my dog's going to be scared tomorrow, my little buddy Ninja. God bless his heart. Now I'll be right back.
We had a pit bull and chow mix, and she, whenever we shot, you know, those bar rockets, she tried to go find them and chase them. She was the weirdest dog ever.
Oh, my God. But anyways, did y'all talk about the Emma situation?
Yes. Well, not really the whole thing. Chris is like, well, who cares? She got fired and then rehired. And then I went on about people saying that, oh, she gets rehired, but Drew McIntyre and Evan Bourne didn't.
You know, some people will say that. And, like, JTG had tweeted that it was good that she got back her job.
I know. And then he was like, so... And it's like, am I going to be next? And I'm like, no, you're not. Oh, did you see that new picture that Evan Bourne tweeted out? He was like in a yoga class or something.
Oh, man. But I'm just trying. God, what else is going on? Oh, yeah, besides people hating on Cena winning the title again.
Yeah.
That's never going to get old.
No.
Let's see, what else?
Oh, yeah, someone made, like, a little picture about, oh, you didn't want Roman Reigns to be in the Money in the Bank, but you're going to put him in that title match.
If they don't understand that's called building the guy up. I put them in the title match.
It's going to be him and John Cena. Crap, now I forgot the other two that was going to be in there.
Right. If they really know the plans that they're doing, which I think, in my opinion, they shouldn't do it, because that'd be more complaining on other people about planning about a part-timer winning the championship and barely going to defend it. So here's my scenario that I said on my show on last Monday. I said, okay, they go ahead and do the WWE Championship match at SummerSlam. John Cena ends up winning the match. Brock Lesnar just ends up beating the crap out of him. Then Seth Rollins cash it in and wins it.
Yeah. Did you see that, like, picture thing that they put on there? They said something about the only one that could save us from Super Cena is Brock Lesnar.
No, I didn't see that one.
Firework. Come on, show them what you're worth. Make them go, and you shoot across the sky, baby, you're a firework. Come on, let your colors burst. Make them go, you want to leave them on,
Okay.
Whenever I have a show and you're in town, I will never have you do the national anthem.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said, when I host a show and you're in town, I'm not going to let you do the national anthem.
Oh, say, can't you see?
Oh,
early
night. Look where I got started.
I know.
And the ground lights are gleaming. That's what I'm trying to say. Bryce, stop looking at me, Ninja. Fucking dog.
Well, it is Independence Day tomorrow, so.
That dog kisses. Ew.
Aw, you're getting dog kisses.
Shut up, woman.
I miss dog kisses.
Breath thing.
I do remember quote that you sent to somebody this past Monday. It was somebody on the group that was like, yes, 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 Paige lost. Yes, 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 she is no longer a champion, thank God. Jesus said, yes, now will you please shut the hell up, and I'm sick of bitching.
Oh, yeah, that's why, because AJ came back and she automatically won the title back, so they're going to be bitching about it.
Right.
Yeah, I was saying, please shut up, dude. Are you happy now? No, shut up. I'm sick of hearing how Paige sucks. I'm sick of hearing how she can't do this. I'm sick of hearing how she's too young. She's too this. She's too that. Give her a rest.
Oh, I didn't even see. Oh, yeah, he must have put something up later on. Didn't even see. He said, oh, really? It says the who one who held a moment of silence because Cena's someone who at least entertaining wants the titles again, pissed off.
You got it twisted, homie.
Oh, have y'all heard about CM Punk coming back?
I don't believe that crap. This dude ain't coming back.
Because AJ won the belt, so he's going to come back too.
No, he ain't. Did you hear that they were chanting for CM Punk while he was while she came back? That's what I meant.
Yeah, and did you hear about Alberto Del Rio saying that too, that he's going to come back soon, but he doesn't know when? Like, how does Alberto know?
Rain's been drinking the Hershey Kool-Aid.
It wasn't from Bleacher Report this time. It was from that wrestling
news
network.
Oh, my gosh. I was about to say Bleacher Report for a second. I was about to pick the phone.
Okay, Bleacher Report does show some facts, but there are some things that they should just, like, you know, some areas of subjects when it comes to WWE, they should just leave alone.
That's why I said they should just change their name to Bullshit Report.
Right. They.
But that like NWNS, that's one that I read it from. About Alberto saying that CM Punk's coming back soon.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, will everybody please stop, like, lay off CM Punk, like, please? I mean, me and my trainer were just talking about him. Me and my trainer were just talking about him yesterday as we were heading home, and we're like, oh, my gosh. Like, get off of CM Punk, please. That's what I was saying.
Right.
Don't you even
now they also
you can
recording
mean.
That. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was telling my dog to not even think about puking on me because I'm about to smack his little ass. He's looking at me like he's about to bark.
God, it seems like around, if not next year, but the year after, they're going to do a Shield reunion.
Yeah, like DX.
Maybe. We'll see. Wouldn't be a bad thing. It's not really a bad thing.
He's probably going to be champion before then.
Meaning like Rogue? You mean Rogue's going to be champion?
I need to see where they... Some of their writers or staff on their Bleacher Report. That's what I'm about to find out.
I think that's the only one that I found that they wrote about the Shield right now, but. I haven't looked on the other reports. But didn't Alberto Del Rio say that he was going to retire soon?
I think sometime next year.
Well, if he wants to,
probably
then...
Probably when his contract is up.
Oh, it's up to him.
Hey, oh, well, right?
Oh, he's laying down.
What do you mean?
I said the dog is laying down next to him. He looks like I have the phone, I'm going to whip his ass. He's charged with felony, substantial battery,
another for felony battery to a public transportation passenger. Oh, what do you think about Jack Swagger face turn now?
Jack Swagger's becoming a face.
Yeah.
Yes. From what it seems like from this past Friday on SmackDown, then again on Monday Night Raw, because he's going to be feuding with Rusev. I can never say that or not right.
Rusev or Rusev or...
Is Rusev.
Rusev. I would so screw Lana.
No.
Shut up, Rainey. You want to screw Chris Jericho.
No, I have.
Not my fault that you sit there exploding 24/7.
I have another.
And when you wake up, and when you wake up every single day, you wet the bed, but it's not because you pissed the bed.
No.
Apparently,
I'm just saying.
TNA.
What was that?
I said, apparently we missed some good TNA show tonight. Well, a good one.
Yeah, we're probably laughing,
bro.
No, but she did get injured.
Yes.
I don't know which one of the shows that it's going to be in, but I know Dixie Carter got injured, got put through a table.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
Oh, crap, that was a spoiler. Oh, I shouldn't have said that.
I don't care. I'm not going to watch anyone.
I don't watch
well, everybody knows it's coming then.
Oh, my gosh. Do you guys know a certain fan that's on my page? I will message Archer's name so I won't have to say it. Because he might be listening.
time to confirm job growth. Meantime, the economist we spoke to are hopeful that surge can continue for the rest of the year.
Message of the name.
Oh. He's not even on my group.
Thank God he isn't. Because he just posted this. He just posted this. This guy, I swear he's fucking obsessed.
Yeah, he was posting about some senior stuff today.
And look who's standing in front of her.
Oh, wow. I didn't know you were from a certain state, too.
He's obsessed.
Oh, that picture?
Man.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Like, gosh, he's so obsessed. Like, how many IWC posts do you post a day, man? Like, okay, I get it. You don't like your IWC. You got
to I just like when you put out there, I put that comment that his post was good for business. Like, damn right, it's good for business.
Let's see what else he posted. John Cena win whatever we championship wins. Okay. Oh, he was actually on the fourth floor. Seriously,
I was about to say he was actually at this Monday, this past Raw.
I'll read this out. Seriously, IWC/Cena hater, stop crying over everything that has too much that has to do with John Cena. Whenever he wins a title, a match, gets a push, does make a wish, grant. Or he's on the cover of the new WWE game. He's the face of the company. Stop wrestling star in this era. So I said, okay, get over it. You can need to prove how obsessed you are with the guy. It's ridiculous. Leave the guy alone.
I know. If people's, like, obsessed about talking about him, you know, hating and stuff, then what are they
doing?
They're giving
him
the power.
That's not the point, Lonnie. The point is he keeps going on about it. Listen, still got a problem with the guy you're jealous of, IWC/dumbass Cena haters. Okay.
Oh, yeah, he loved that video. Yeah, what was the point of that video that you made this past Sunday?
Say what?
For people that don't know.
About John Cena winning, about your video, Chris.
Yeah.
Oh, so what about it?
Well, apparently he shared that video.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that too. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, take this.
Is he obsessed with you?
Truth hurts once again, doesn't it? This is what he posted. Did someone want to not get what they wanted with Triple H's sad face?
I had to share the other one that he put up. That was funny.
None of my fucking friends like him. They think he's fucking annoying as shit, and they're not even Cena haters. No,
I'm not
friends
with him, am I?
What's the matter?
I think his wife is Bob Number Wrestling.
Well, me too, but I don't post a different IWC bash post every 2 minutes.
Well, they said they must have came after him.
And then post 1 million fucking memes about the IWC every 4 minutes. Listen to this.
Well, then again,
what's
you gotta admit, the IWC, well, some of them sucks anyway.
Ah, my fucking fire. What's the matter, IWC/Cena haters? Are you still crying over this image of a guy you're so damn jealous of that he's more successful than you fucks will ever be in this world? Roll the fuck up and get over it. You can't get laid 24/7 behind the keyboard, warrior/immature talking, wrestling too seriously. Taking wrestling too serious, drama queen business.
Oh, laid back for a few months.
Like, I think we get it, Johnny. I think we get it. Like, Johnny is so fucking obsessed. What the fuck is wrong with Johnny? I mean, Johnny has more fucking hate. I mean Johnny already got blocked by five or six, like one by one person. Like,
you mean Big Johnny?
You know Robert Ezekiel on my Facebook page, right?
Right.
He voiced a little bit of, you know, displeasure with Seth Rollins losing the world, losing the United States title, but he wasn't exactly, you know, bitching about it. He was just saying it sucked that Seth Rollins had to give up the U.S. title and something
US
like that.
Dean Ambrose had the U.S. title.
Dean Ambrose, shut the fuck up. Dean Ambrose.
You
guys are
right.
And then,
no, but we know he said that.
And then Johnny clicks in on the status and tells him to stop bitching and moaning and stuff like that. And he tells me about it. And I'm like, dude, you are really overkilling all this IWC hate, brother. I mean,
I know we hate the members of IWC, some of the members of IWC too, but it's like we're not going after them every single day.
I'm not going after him every moment of my fucking life. I mean, if anything, this is what I'm doing with my time, and I'm about to take a picture of it right now. While everybody else is bitching about the IWC, this is what I got tickets to right here. And I happen to have 3 tickets to it. Fuck.
Would you put them in the one group, workers bitch and complain?
And there's something very interesting about this show, too, that I will tell you about in a second as soon as you see this picture.
Never mind. The funny moment of the night was whenever you saw Seth Rollins had the U.S. title. He had a tag team title.
Oh, okay, cool.
And here's something that's even more interesting that I learned from the venue that is hosting the event. Because I received an email today that next week, on that very day, WWE cameras will be in Memphis following Jerry the King Lawler.
Yeah, I heard about that. That they're going to be following Jerry Lawler.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Nothing about that.
And they will be.
So you're probably going to be on this DVD.
Yeah, and they will be documenting this match. They're going to be bringing the camera. They're going to be ringing the cameras to Minglewood Hall, and they're going to be documenting this match and this event.
Wow.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So, and Minglewood Hall is more personal than FedEx Forum and stuff like that. So, and my sister and my nephew are going to be with me, so I was like, you better make sure you look cute. Because you're probably going to be on TV. You're probably going to be seen all over the world. Anyway.
That means you have to smile. That means you don't have to, like, frown.
I don't got to do shit. Anyway, Mr. Archibald, what do you guys think?
Think of what just about to happen down there next week?
Yeah.
Like I said, that's a good thing. It's like, they should do that with most of these wrestlers, having like, be followed and see what they're doing, like, out of WWE.
Well, it's titled A Day in the Life of Jerry Lawler, I guess, is what it's called.
And it's about time he's going to be coming out with a DVD.
Yeah, I think it's real nice that he's coming out with this, and they're finally going to tell his story.